This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homicide detectives are busy after a mass shooting outside a home in Long Beach, California.
Interviewing witnesses, trying to gather any additional information to help further their investigation.
That's a Long Beach police spokeswoman who says three people were killed and nine others were wounded when shooting began last night in the port city south of L.A. at a Halloween party. Some reports say men wearing hoods barged into the backyard party opening fire. Still in California, firefighters are bracing for historic winds today. Most of the state is under a red flag warning. The winds, gusting as much as 80 miles an hour, will only fan the flames of dozens of wildfires, including the Kincade Fire, which has burned more than 115 square miles in Northern California and has destroyed or damaged over 200 buildings. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. House of Representatives yesterday overwhelmingly approving a non-binding resolution to recognize the Ottoman Turks' killing of up to 1.5 million Armenians in the early 1900s as genocide.
On this vote, the yeas are 405 and the nays are 11. With three answering present.
The resolution viewed as an American rebuke to NATO ally Turkey following its recent invasion of Syria. Meanwhile, the House is also calling for sanctions over Turkey's invasion of Syria, and now Turkey has summoned the U.S. ambassador following yesterday's vote. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he's worried there might be another government shutdown. He says the president may provoke another one to take the spotlight off the House impeachment inquiry. The government could run out of money on the 21st of November. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Fewer people are getting caught, at least, trying to cross the border illegally, and even more are evading capture. Border Patrol agents have missed as many as 150,000 illegal immigrants this year, according to the head of Customs and Border Protection, who said yesterday that some of the blame is because agents have been reassigned. Almost 50% of the agents were shifted from security checkpoints to the border line earlier this year. Oklahoma is about to let people carry guns without having to get permits. Starting on Friday, residents of that state who are 21 or older and military members who are 18 and older will be allowed to carry a firearm without a permit or training. Oklahoma State University and other institutions reminding people that guns still won't be allowed on their premises, as private businesses also are allowed to restrict or ban guns on their premises. America's school kids aren't making a whole lot of progress, it seems. The 2019 National Assessment of Educational Progress shows no improvement over 2017's National Report Card. Fourth graders' reading proficiency of 35% is down from 37% in 2017, and about 41% of fourth graders and 34% of eighth graders scored proficient in math, basically unchanged. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Tracy Beans with us. She's a investigative reporter and founder of Uncover DC. Tracy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, Tracy, you have been working closely regarding the General Flynn investigation, and of course, a good friend of ours who has been on with us many times has been leading the way, Cindy Powell as well. And you're pretty much on top of what's going on. And we had some late breaking news regarding some revelation regarding General Michael Flynn. Update us on that, if you would.
Yes. Yeah, so Sidney Powell, amazing attorney, wonderful woman, filed a response to the motion the government filed denying the providing, you know, the Brady material that was requested for General Flynn. So she filed a motion in response requesting that the judge drop the case altogether and also hold the attorneys for the government in criminal contempt of court for what they've done in this case. And she cited several examples that were new, including text messages that indicate that Lisa Page edited the 302s that were produced in the interview with General Flynn.
How big a problem is her doing that?
A huge problem because, you know, first of all, General Flynn had no idea he was being interviewed by the FBI at all.
Right.
And so when the FBI interviews someone, they take contemporaneous notes, handwritten notes, either at the time or right afterwards. And then the 302 forms are adapted from those notes. Well, Lisa Page apparently seems to have edited words out to change the context of what General Flynn said in his interview.
Mm-hmm. Now, this seems to be a Page stroke kind of alliance, right? They were both involved in the editing of the 302s. Am I reading that correctly?
It looks like Peter Strzok asked Lisa Page to do some edits for him. They don't talk about the substance of them, but there is we have the notes, the original handwritten notes, and we have the printed 302, and we can see the differences between the two.
Well, Sidney Powell, in her book, License to Lie, has, you know, followed antics like this, and she was very strong and forthcoming about the evidence that she had regarding Weinstein. Weinstein, of course, was the number two man on this whole Russian collusion and the number two man behind Mueller. And we might even say that he was, at the end of the day, after we saw Mueller's testimony, more than likely, he was probably the lead on this whole thing.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Andrew Weissman definitely was kind of running the show for this, and he's been corrupt for as long as I mean, you know, you just need to look at the Enron scandal to understand what Andrew Weissman's about. And it's actually today there was a filing by the government in the case just today where they're pushing back against this, accusing General Flynn basically of lying under oath, because this is the first time that the words innocent or innocent man or things of that nature have ever been used, and that he has sworn under oath before the court that he would accept responsibility for his guilt in what they had planned on charging him with. So given that the judge has canceled the hearing this week to look at all this evidence that's been provided by the defense counsel, I'm interested to see how the judge responds to the government's assertion in this filing today.
Well, Tracy, in our conversations with Sydney, she laid out the scenario for us and why General Flynn buckled is that he was hotboxed by the FBI. I mean, as you said, initially, he didn't even realize he was under investigation. They already had a predetermined end game, for General Flynn. And it was all part of this Russian collusion. He was a player. He became a pawn in this whole diabolical coup that they put into motion. And so they hotboxed him and put all kinds of pressure on General Flynn, who's guilty of serving our country for all these years, a decorated officer and soldier, and this is the way he's treated. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting what they did to him and his family and the kind of pressure they put on him.
Absolutely. And to your point, actually, we just need to look, they had General Flynn cooperating in an investigation regarding Farah and his business partner. They had proclaimed the entire time he was innocent of those things, not involved in a conspiracy. A jury brought down a guilty verdict in that case, which ultimately General Flynn ended up not even testifying in at all. And the judge found the case so weak, the government's case was so weak against Keon, the business partner, that he actually reversed the charge. He vacated the criminal charges against him. So, this is the case the government had brought. This is the strength of what they used to go after a patriot. And I hope that justice is served in this case, and Sullivan's a fair judge. So we
exactly.
Hope so.
Well, good. And we look forward to you, continuing on and keeping us abreast of that. Tracy, well, what did you make of the announcement that John Durham's investigation has now been declared a criminal investigation?
It's interesting. I look at it and I say to myself, I remember the testimony of James Baker, former general counsel of the FBI, in front of Jim Jordan's and Mark Meadows. And Jim Jordan asks him about David Korn, and Baker's attorney jumps in, won't let him finish answering the question. And when he's pressed on why, this is, again, October of 2018, Baker's attorney mentions that a criminal case is ongoing, being investigated by U.S. Attorney John Durham. And Jim Jordan's a little shocked by that and says, you mean Hoover? And he says, no, Durham. So Jim, Durham has been looking at this in a criminal way, the circumstances around this, since at least October of 2018. And Jim Jordan actually sent a letter inquiring about that at the time. So I think this has been going on a lot longer than they're letting on here.
Well, they got nervous, especially when they heard that Bill Barr and Durham were going overseas, and they were going to Italy and the Ukraine and England, and really getting down to the predicate and the genesis of this whole attempted coup, which, I thought Barr was very deliberate in his testimony in front of Congress, and the Democrats were a bit surprised when he told them. He goes, well, there's just something that's not right here, and I think that we need to look into it. I mean, he didn't give them anything that was of a conclusive nature, but he did say he didn't like the optics of it all and what the indications seemed to be, that there were some shenanigans that had taken place.
No, they didn't like that at all. As a matter of fact, James Comey referenced what you just talked about at Politicon over the weekend, saying that he didn't appreciate that from the attorney general. And it was really an episode of reflection or deflection like I've never seen before, because for years we've been told we need to get to the bottom of interference in our elections. And now that we're really trying to actually do that, we're being told this is a political witch hunt.
No, but well,
it's really laughable.
Well, and the other thing too, he's putting out the, he said, well, what happens if Trump gets reelected? I'm moving to New Zealand. Well, that's if you're not in handcuffs, I guess. Maybe you will be.
Yeah, don't we have an extradition treaty with New Zealand? So let him go, and we'll bring him back over here when we need him.
Well, it's amazing how all these anti-Trumpers claim to be moving, but I don't see any vans pulling up in front of their houses. They're all about a lot of bluster, but James Comey may resent making that statement because after he gets out of jail, New Zealand will still be there and he might still be able to move. I don't know. We'll see, right?
None of these celebrities want to move out of the country with a tax rate as low as Donald Trump has provided for them. So I think they'll all be staying put while they complain about everything else and enjoy the benefits of the presidency.
Well, got to go to break. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. We've got more from Tracy Beans after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Just here, Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We've got the investigative reporter from Uncover DC, Tracy Beans. Tracy, you know, this is the first time we've had you on, and I said, why has she been such a hidden secret to Bill Martinez live in our audience?
Thank you. That's really kind. Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here, though. I'll come back again.
No, I want you back. We're going to have you back here on a regular basis. We need your insight and your investigative reporting. I wanted to give time to something that's near and dear to both of our hearts. And this is about a veteran story. You know, we've heard for a long time, and people know on the show, with me being a former Marine and a vet, that this really breaks my heart to see what our vets are enduring, the high suicide rates, PTSD, and that has been taking place. And there was one story in particular about... who was it? Code for Vets.
Code for Vets, yeah.
Yeah, and they got, he got a text from a veteran who was having a hard time and thought that he would call. You know, he was told to call the 800 number because he needed some help. He was desperate. And he says, the VA has gotten better. You know, he was told the VA has gotten better. Try again, because he was at the end of his rope and trying to find a solution. And so he says he called the 800 number. He was put on hold, texted. No one ever responded. He says, I tried to reach out and was rejected. I promised God that I would never try to hurt myself, and I cried myself to sleep.
Gosh.
I mean, this breaks your heart, Tracy. I mean, this is one of our boys, one of our men who defended our country and needs help. And we have invested a lot of money for our vets into the VA so that they would be served. And these stories where they're not getting served, stories where you've got vets in the parking lot committing suicide because they've been waiting endlessly for medical care. I mean, this has got to stop.
I agree with you. Code of Vets and Gretchen is just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful organization. I know Gretchen, and she's just the sweetest woman, and she does such a good job for veterans that need help. I mean, there's never been a time where I've seen her ever turn someone away, and the length she goes to help these guys out, it's really incredible, men and women. And, you know, there needs to be a bigger focus on our, like you said, our men and women of the military and our veterans than there is on, you know, the illegal immigrants who cross our border every single day. If anybody should have first dibs at anything, it's those folks who put their lives on the line for us every single day. And I'm with you on that. I stop sometimes reading some of the stories of the people that get left behind.
Mm-hmm. No, this is, you know, we're talking, you know, fathers and mothers, the family that's, you know, that's impacted, neighbors, you know, other patriots that see this. And this is heartbreaking. This is unacceptable. Now, we can give Donald Trump a lot of credit and what his administration has done in terms of changing the rules and now making it more accessible. But the fact of the matter is we still have problems. It's not perfect. We're moving. We're getting a little bit better here, but not fast enough, because when you think about what these men and women were called to do, it wasn't that they could sit there and say, hey, why don't you text me, you know, where you want me to maneuver and where I need to go defend a life and death position. I'll just sit here and wait for the text. No, when duty called, they picked up their ammunition and their weapons, and they ran to the point of where duty called them to be. And now, when it's America's turn, it's our country's turn to respond in like mind, we ignore their calls?
It's horrible. No, we don't. We shouldn't.
Yeah, like I said, this is unacceptable. So tell us more about the Code of Vets, if you would.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, I just want to make clear, I'm not a representative of Code of Vets.
No, no.
I happen to know, yeah. Know about what they do. Well, so she started the organization because of her dad. And basically, people will connect with Code of Vets asking for sometimes short-term help. Somebody needs a car to get to a job, or somebody's car broke down, or someone's just not able to put food on the table for a week or two, or mm-hmm. they need, you know, money for a down payment to get into an apartment. And Code of Vets provides those services for these veterans, and they'll connect them with, you know, other services they may need, mental health and other things. And not only that, but they hold them up in prayer and they give them the support of the community. And it's a really beautiful thing to see. And Gretchen's worked really, really hard and given up everything to do this. And I just commend her. And she's wonderful.
Well, Google the website, Code of Vets, Google it, and participate and, you know, help them out, because you know that this takes not only manpower, but it takes dollars as well to support our vets. And, we appreciate whatever you can do. You can tweet them at Code of Vets and help them raise funds that are so needed. Tracy, as we continue here, I wanted to get your read on, what's going on with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats here. It seems that Nancy Pelosi is finally caving in and saying there should be due process regarding this impeachment, unimpeachment process that we've been enduring, for almost the past month here.
Let's imagine for a moment that there is somebody accused of a crime. And before they actually indict the person, they spend 3 weeks in the media with biased witnesses giving their testimony out, all against the person that's accused of committing the crime. And then after the public is saturated with all of that, with no due process whatsoever, they say, okay, now we're going to impanel a jury of his peers, and we're going to try this case in front of the public. What would happen to that jury pool?
Let's change it.
Exactly. That's what's happening to the American public, or at least they're trying to have that happen to the American public in this political witch hunt that's ongoing. And it's all ongoing in order to stop the Barr Durham investigation, the Michael Horowitz FISA report from being they're trying to stop this before it can get finished is what they're trying to do.
Well, and a perfect case in point of how the jury has been tainted is look at the World Series game the other night. What did that tell you?
Well, that was in D.C. I think it told us, to be honest, that most of D.C. is not in tune with the rest of America. I don't think that if he would have gone to a game in Texas or Florida, that there would have been that sort of response. It just really served as an example of how out of touch Washington, D.C. is with the middle of the country where most of our voters are.
Exactly.
You go
to Texas where they have 401ks that matter, and they're very pleased with Donald Trump these days. Of course, we know D.C., Maryland, the number one zip code for income is in those areas. That's where you've got all those lobbyists and the people have been living on the American treasury, and they're doing very well, thank you very much, in spite, because it just keeps rolling in for them. And this is why they're so upset about Donald Trump, because they like business as usual. They love the incompetence of the government, the way it's been operating just fine. They're doing quite well. But you get somebody who comes in and believes in ROI and running the country like a business, and they don't want to answer a legitimate question.
For the past several decades, the Democrats' mantra has been, you need us to be successful. You need the government to support you. You need us to come in and provide for you. You need us, which gives them, obviously, the power that they crave. We're seeing that more than ever now with the socialist bent that's finally exposed.
Right.
When you have somebody come in that says, you don't need us, we're going to make it easy for you to do something for yourself, because we're going to take all that red tape away and let you then become successful on your own. You're seeing minorities experience this right now, who the Democrats have counted on for years as their number one voting bloc, now shifting over with this new influx of wealth and personal responsibility they're experiencing. So it really is a very deep topic, believe it or not. It's not surface level at all.
Exactly.
And it goes back many decades.
Well, welcome back to A Free America. Tracy Beans from Uncovered DC. She's the founder proprietor of said organization, Uncovered DC. And Tracy, how can people follow you?
Thanks so much. You could find me on Twitter at Tracy Beans with a Z. You could go to uncovereddc.com, or you could check out Uncovered DC on Twitter at Uncovered DC.
Well, Tracy, look forward to having you back. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Chicago public school students are missing a 10th day of classes today as teachers are mulling over a latest contract offer from the city. Union leaders do say they believe there's a chance a tentative deal could be reached by the end of today. A huge change when it comes to college sports. The NCAA changing its mind about players getting endorsement money.
The NCAA board did an about-face and voted unanimously to go along with California and allow college athletes to make money from sponsorships and endorsements.
But do that in a way that's consistent with the collegiate model of sports.
A number of other states were following California's lead.
Reporter Wendy King, 3 people killed, 9 others in a hospital after a shooting south of Los Angeles hours ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to. Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Just like that, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, co-founder, president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. I always enjoy this time that we have together. In the weeks you're not there, I miss you. It's like a day without sunshine. You can't be without me. Yeah, I'll stay close here. Hey, lots to talk about. Let's talk about Lindsey Graham's resolution. I mean, basically, as you and I talked about last time, Speaker Pelosi and the Dems have been wanting impeachment before even Trump took office. So, it's like here we are, 3 years down the road, all this money that has been spent, whether it's Mueller or some other ghost that we've been chasing, now what happened on a phone call with Ukraine. I mean, forget the facts. Set that aside. Let's just let perception and partisanship rule, and let's go for impeachment. And Lindsey Graham and the rest of the Republican Party, and I'd say a good portion of America, is saying, all right, hey, if you got the goods and you want to impeach, let's go ahead. Let's get it on, right?
That is a little bit about what they're saying, but really, I think also what they're saying is, look, the process that we're seeing from the House is not a legitimate process.
Exactly.
And when you take this legitimate, I mean, when you, we're seeing right now from what Speaker Pelosi has announced in the early part of this week, and she intends to vote on Thursday to formalize the impeachment inquiry. It's like bringing in refs halfway through a game. a game that you started with no referees and no rules whatsoever, violating how the game is supposed to happen, and then saying, oh, well, we'll bring them in now for the second half. It's not a legitimate process because of the way that she has launched it and declared upon she herself declared that this was an official impeachment inquiry. So why do they need to do this if what she said before is correct?
Exactly.
It doesn't. The two things she's saying don't add up. And I think she's doing it this week very much because of what Lindsey Graham did with a resolution last week in getting 50 senators to sign on to that resolution. They are saying what you're doing in the House is illegitimate. It is not wrong. The process is completely wrong. And we condemn the process.
Well, and that does say something when you have the senators, when you have one half of the legislative branch speaking out against the lack of legitimacy of a process to the House and the leader. And so, as you said, the leader has to save face and say, okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a vote on this. And we'll move forward. But you're right. I mean, there's going to be, some issues because you've already had, as one senator said, you know, the cows are already out of the barn. And so now you're going to have to deal with the fact that they've been running loose, as you say, for half the game. And now we're going to come in and bring in the rules. But this is what is going to end up happening, because when you do that and rules apply, boy, you're going to be twisting like a devil to get a round peg in a square hole here. And the square hole is the square hole that was established by the Democrats because of this process that they decided to, make up as they went along.
Right. That is very true. And what I think that there's the chance that with this resolution, and so far I have not seen the text of it. It may be out, and I just have missed it at this point. But I think what we're going to have is the ability to say, okay, here's what they're saying the rules are this time, halfway through when they started out improperly and illegitimately. And here's what the rules were in the previous impeachment proceedings. How do you think this is fair? How do you think it's equitable? How is it defending or securing the due process rights that the president of the United States, who was elected by 63 million people, have? And so there may be the opportunity to compare and contrast the actual text of how they're handling this, especially if they don't handle it in a way. Honestly, I just don't even know how.
I believe you're right. I believe you're right on this, Jenny Beth, that it is going to be a bit of a challenge. But I tell you, part of me just says, look, you got to have some faith in the truth. And this is what I believe the Republicans and the president has in their favor. Here you've got a transcript. And a transcript used the way the government uses of a phone call. And what Adam Schiff, what the Democrats perceive to occur, doesn't line up. And even to the point with the whistleblower where they said, oh, we got this whistleblower. We don't hear anything about the whistleblower anymore. I mean, because they say, well, he's irrelevant. We don't need a whistleblower anymore because we've got the president dead to rights. And go, how many times have we heard that they had the president dead to rights? I mean, Adam Schiff told us for 3 years, boy, if you could only see what I have seen, you would know this president is dead guilty.
Right. And he's said that, but he's just lied so much. How can we even believe anything that he says? He's got a crime and he's in search of evidence.
Right.
Guilty until proven innocent. Mm-hmm. And it's turning the what should be a proper and just process. Speaker Pelosi was completely correct when she said that taking on impeachment is as serious as you can get in the House. She's right. That is as serious as you can get, but she and Congressman Schiff are not taking, their actions speak louder than their words, and they are not taking it seriously.
Well, they're putting this country through an incredible amount of confusion and pain all because they didn't like the votes of 63 million people. And here this comes from a party that is always supposedly their high interest is, you know, the vote of each individual citizen of America. They always say that they want to protect it. But clearly that's not the case. They have no problem canceling 63 million votes, as you said, and doing what they can to effect a coup. And this is what this all comes down to. This is part and parcel of this insurance plan that Stroke and Page talked about. And, you know, meanwhile, we've got a new revelation and a criminal investigation being conducted by John Durham. And this is why all these deep staters are lawyering up. It's almost fun to watch, Jenny Beth.
It is a little bit fun to watch, and it might be more fun if it just weren't so serious, but you're right. And one thing you said a minute ago about we have to believe in the truth, I think that that's something that is very important. We have seen that as the truth came out regarding the years of misinformation, fake news, and outright lies about Russia collusion with the Trump campaign, that the truth won. And I think that the same thing will happen with this process and what the American people think of the president and the accusations being thrust against him right now. But it's not going to be a fun process to get there.
Well, Jenny Beth, while I got you on, I wanted to get your read on what's going on in California. I think a lot of people are asking that question. What is going on in California? Governor Gavin Newsom has... you know, he's determined to resist President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration, and he's now so out of control that he is willing to threaten the safety of Golden State constituents. What's your read on this?
I'm just not surprised by it at all. He is so motivated by his ideology that he doesn't actually care what the probably unintended consequences are of the things that he's doing. And he's pardoning people who have committed crimes, who are here as immigrants. And our immigration law says that if you are here, even if you're here legally, if you're convicted of a crime, then you have to be deported. And he wants to try to make it where they can't be deported, even if they have committed a crime. Some of the things that we're watching, he is radical. He's a radical leftist. Mm-hmm. And he is taking California down a very leftist path.
She's the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Have a great day.
Thank you.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show that we come to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Alexander, the senior editor at TheStream.org, comes on with us right now. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, always good to have you on. Boy, lots to discuss here right now on the agenda. Like, for example, a lot of controversy over this son who has been a pawn in a divorce case. The mother wants to do some chemical castration via gender transitioning, and the father, up to recently, didn't have any say whatsoever, but the court said, no, wait a minute here, right?
Yeah, basically, it looks like this father is going to be able to prevent his kid from being chemically castrated and have all these, you know, female hormones put in him. And it's just outrageous because if you read the details, you know, the little boy says, you know, mommy told me I'm a girl. He's being, you know, told to turn into a girl by his mom. This isn't his own idea.
Yes.
And when the dad, you know, is with the boy, he says the boy does regular things. He doesn't act like a girl.
Right. Now, how old is the boy?
He's 7.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, who, even from a psychological standpoint, would support a gender reassignment of someone so young?
Right, especially since, you know, kids don't know at that age, you know, and what if they change their mind and they want to, you know, change back, you know? Once you remove your private parts, you can't put them back on.
Exactly. And the thing is that what happens in some cases, I mean, and he's the only child, right?
He's got a twin brother.
He has a twin brother, and so the twin brother is going, hey, don't even look at me, huh?
Yeah, you know, can you imagine trying to do it to two poor little boys?
Oh my gosh. So he's got a twin brother and this dynamic's going play, you know, going on. And this has just got to create all kinds of, even for the other non-participating twin, because the other brother, whether he wants to or not, he's participating in this drama, is he not?
Yeah, he's got to full well know what's going on because his brother has been dressing like a girl since kindergarten.
Oh wow. At the mother's insistence.
Yep, she's the one driving this. And all the evidence is, she just said he wanted to play with a girl's toy from McDonald's one time.
But, see, that was what I was going to suggest here, is that sometimes, especially when you have larger families and you have boys, you know, interacting with their sisters, and maybe, I mean, they're playing with toys. And sometimes a boy might pick up a doll, but that doesn't mean that they're ready for gender reassignment, because maybe that was the only toy that was left, right?
Right. There could be any number one of an explanation. And, you know, when I was a kid, I loved playing with my brother's army men, and it didn't mean I thought I was a boy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and you're probably one of those girls that swang from the trees and did all that stuff that, you know, some girls would do, but it doesn't mean that you're up for gender reassignment. But in today's vernacular, Lord have mercy, huh?
Yeah, it's horrible to think that they would, you know, do that. You know, you're a tomboy, therefore you must really want to be a boy. I mean, they're taking it a step too far these days.
Well, so the court, it looks like some common sense prevailed here, and now the father has a say, but this isn't going to be a simple deal, because you've got the parents at odds over this child who's being, you know, pulled by each arm like a Gumby doll.
Yeah, I mean, it's not clear that the father is definitely going to prevail. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks like the judge has ruled that the father has to get a say in medical decisions with the mother, but what exactly does that mean? You know, will the mother be able to push through a gender change? Probably not, but we're not sure. So, you know, I think people are going to keep an eye on this case.
Yeah, what kind of psychological evaluation has been done here? Is there any indication? I didn't read about any myself. Did you?
No, I didn't see anything like that.
Oh, wow. This is totally nuts. Well, as you say, we'll keep an eye on it. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe and company are at it again. They're releasing two more videos, as if we didn't know already. CNN's bias, right?
Yeah, it's just incredible what's been coming out. You know, you had this one employee that took these undercover videos. And, you know, one of the worst that they show of this video is when Kellyanne Conway is on the show for a seven-minute segment, you've got the head of CNN, Jeff Zucker, telling the executive producer, skip commercials and extend the interview and just blanking and nail her, he says.
Wow, that's just, you know, that's just crazy. And so here they are caught in tape. And, of course, some of this has been inside exposure, because you've got somebody within CNN who basically has put their job, their career, I wouldn't say necessarily their career, but certainly their job in association with CNN at risk here, right?
Yeah, I don't see how CNN is going to continue to employ that guy. It's not clear if he's still employed or not. But
right.
Yeah, but he said that he thought it was so important for the principal to get the truth out, because CNN claims not to be biased. And then, you know, here's this evidence that he sees every day in these 9 a.m. morning meetings.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's obvious, once you go to the air and you present any kind of opinion and report, even the biased reporting, I mean, you can tell it doesn't take a genius to figure out just in how the questions are framed, questions are asked. You know, it's pretty revelatory. You can understand where people are coming from, even on Fox News. It's not a given that they're all in for conservatism, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, and Fox is definitely much more balanced than CNN is. I mean, mm-hmm. You've got, you know, a couple of their hosts who aren't really even that conservative. You know, Judge Napolitano he's calling for Trump's impeachment practically, and Chris Wallace is no Trump fan. So, you know, Juan Williams. So I think Fox just does a much better job at trying to show the other side, too.
Yeah, and I don't mind that. But what does bother me a bit is just how the questions are framed and asked, and how there is not necessarily a follow-up. Somebody who is a ideologue will make a statement, whether it's Juan Williams, even Chris Wallace at times, will make a statement, and then there's no follow-up, to say, wait a minute, help me understand, how do you come to that conclusion to make that statement? They just go out there. There's another young gal, and I can't remember her name right now. She seems to be able to, speak out with impunity. And the accusations that she makes, it's just like, wait a minute, to really have a balanced conversation, why isn't she, called on this? And, and it just, at times is frustrating because, you don't mind, the idea, the concept of being fair and balanced and having the other side represented. I'm for that. But I want to have a balanced conversation. I just don't think it's fair to have, hyperbole thrown out there that, goes without challenge.
No, and it's hurt CNN's ratings. I mean, they keep getting worse and worse. They've had all these layoffs. I think people are fed up with it. They're mm-hmm. sick of the bias. They're sick of the, whole anti-Trump nonstop. In one of these earlier videos, they exposed that it's just all anti-Trump all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sooner or later, and Rachel, in reporting, you've got to bring the goods in. I mean, if you are reporting, something and saying, well, this is going to happen, that he's going to be jailed, or, sure enough, he's going to be impeached. Well, how long can you, bang that drum, like Adam Schiff, for example, who has said repeatedly, we got the goods. We got the goods on him. You just wait and see. When you see what I see, you're going to see that he no longer is fit to be president of the United States, and he's out of here. Well, he's been beating that drum for 3 years. And here we are. And then on top of that, then we go into this another delusion over this phone conversation with the president of Ukraine. And, he makes up a story. He didn't help the cause by, coming up with some sort of storyline that he presented to the people about the conversation between President Trump and Zelensky.
Yeah, it's a joke. They went from Russia collusion to Ukraine phone call. And their coverage is just on that nonstop. And, they didn't get anywhere with Russian collusion, so they had to go to another scene, and they're going to keep doing that. If they're able to, not get anywhere with the Ukrainian accusation, then something else will come up, They got to impeach Trump no matter what.
What's going to happen when, right now, it looks like the flames are starting to burn and get hotter regarding the Durham and Bill Barr investigation that's now gone criminal.
Yeah, things are looking really bad for the Democrats. All this spying and manipulation, what they did to Flynn. I mean, it is all coming out. And, I think people are it's kind of gotten fatigue over all the, corruption that's come out. So hopefully the American public can follow all this, because it's just, this is like a prosecutor's dream, just, all this dirt that's coming out.
Well, and you, being an attorney yourself and having done this, you see it being ripe for the pickings, but is, the court of public opinion, after all that they've had to weather between Kavanaugh and this ghost hunting and windmill hunting that we've been on in dealing with an impeachment for Donald Trump, can they hang in there for the truth?
I think they will, and I think justice is going to prevail. What I'm concerned about is I think Trump likely will be impeached, and while that will remove him from office, because I don't think the Senate's going to confirm it, mm-hmm. I think it's going to really hamstring his ability to get anything done.
Well, and of course, we're talking about doing this right at the beginning of the election cycle. This is going to be a mess, Rachel, I'm telling you. Senior editor at thestream.org, go there for all her commentaries and insight just for you. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you.